the Cowboys owner and GM. Now, you've never done this with us, have you, Mike?
Never have. I'm excited slash nervous.
Why would you be so nervous talking to Jerry Jones, who now joins us on the hotline? Jerry, how you doing?
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Certainly glad you joined us here. You got to be happy that your Cowboys beat the Buccaneers.
Well, of course, we are happy about that, Craig. And I thought I heard that old Mike Ducey's up there.
Yeah, I am here, Jerry. Mike? Jerry, yeah, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mike. I got to be honest with you. I wasn't exactly sure who you were. Somebody had to show me a picture of you where I could put the name to the face.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be on with you this morning. As you remember, I used to do a little work with Cowboys Television and things. Used to run into you in the hallways, but then that all changed.
Certainly. We all do remember that, but we don't. And I always enjoy making a trip out there to Tampa. As you are well aware, Mike, they have the best strip clubs in the country out there.
Have never, right, Jerry, laying out on me. I've never frequented those establishments before, but I'll take your word for it.
Sure, and I remember you and I going to several of them in Tampa one time, and so coming out here is always good. Win or lose, your pants come home happy. Isn't that your old saying?
I guess this is what Gordon meant by this segment being self-guided. I guess that's what this pretty much means, Jerry.
I don't know that I ever said that there, Mike. I don't know what you're talking about. Jerry, go ahead, continue. I think you're going to talk about something about spanking the Buccaneers, weren't you?
That's exactly right, Craig. Nothing feels better than watching our team spank the Buccaneers on the field, and then a few hours later, watching some old broad named Cinnamon get spanked on center stage. Isn't that right, Mike?
Craig isn't here today. That's Gordon asking you the questions, by the way.
Mike, can I ask you somewhat of a frank question?
Sure.
What kind of glue you use for your hairpiece? It's just, yours always seems to stay on really good, and mine flies off every time the air conditioner kicks on.
I don't wear a hairpiece, Jerry, and I'm surprised to hear that you do. Are you admitting that you do?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair question, Mike.
That is a fair question, and yes, I wear a hairpiece, but that's for all fair. Hey, Max Morgan.
What about him? He's from Arkansas, as are you, sir.
Heavy drinker, right?
No, not at all. Just, you know, a social drinker like a lot of us are.
Trivia question. When was the last time he showed up on camera sober?
Last night, the last time he was on the air.
Between you and me, Steve Eager, used to be a woman, right? Come on, Ducey.
Absolutely false, Jerry, and you
know
it.
Why are you laying out on fake Jerry?
You're doing a bit right now, Jerry. You're doing a bit of a bit, and I resent it, for one. The rare chance that I have an opportunity to interview you live on the ticket, and it comes to this. Come on.
Let's talk football. It feels really good to sort of play an almost complete game against a lousy team with a 31st-ranked defense. That's really doing wonders for our confidence. We're very excited about that. That stadium they have. I will say this, Mike. It's a weird place to play.
How so, Jerry?
Well, it's like the whole thing is shaped like a gravy boat. You notice that?
Sure.
And then the suites that they have are very dirty, very substandard. In fact, the suite we were in smelled like, I don't know, men enjoying themselves. You know that smell, don't you?
Not exactly sure what you mean by that.
I mean, in their stadium, it's nothing like the sweet runaway card experience you get at Cowboy Stadium.
That had to concern you as you saw that video this weekend.
What video?
Of the electric cart running into seven people, hospitalizing one in your stadium.
I hadn't heard about that. Well, it's just that joins our long line of Cowboy disasters injuring people. That's just what we do. Anytime you throw up a stadium that quickly, something bad's going to happen. But, man, I'm just pissed that cart went off and did what it did at the time it did. Because I had it set to run over Rob Ryan next game.
Wow.
Excuse me.
You all right, Jerry?
I'm sorry. Tampa Bay's a pretty bad team, but at least their future looks brighter than Sam Hurd's, right, Mike?
Tough deal.
I know you're having to shop around right now, and I want to know that we feel for you, Mike.
Don't know what you mean. Shock hearing about Sam, and I'm sure it was shocking to you, Jerry.
I just hope we can make the playoffs this year so I can have another game or two in that stadium before I have to shut it down for the year and start booking all those tractor pulls and redneck concerts that I have to get in there to pay the bills. Why is my voice changing? I don't know what's happening.
It sounds fine to me.
All right. Sorry. Didn't have time to write a proper bit. What are you doing later today?
Oh, you know, I've got the day off from TV, actually. You want to get together, have lunch or something?
Love to. You want to come over to my Valley Ranch office, Mike?
All right. I'll call you off air.
Kind of pull down those pants a little bit.
Oh, come on, Jerry.
Kind of, Mike.
The holiday season,
for heaven's sake. We love to each other, Mike. Mike. Mike.
Oh.
I just had to lay out on that because it was just so offensive.
That ended just in time, I think.
8:49 on Sports Radio 13.